Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Ooh, Jambo. How y'all doing? Welcome to Blacks, BLX, Black, BLACK, radio, where this radio station is committed to the elevation of black men and women who did the three W's, changed the whole wide world. Today we're going to talk about Frederick J. Luden. He was the creator of the keychain. So every time you be thinking about where my keys at, and they all together on that circle, that would be Sir Mr. Frederick J. Luden. He was a teacher, an impressor, manufacturer, Jubilee singer. He had a bass voice, the likes of which no one would hear again until the emergence of Roland Hayes and Paul Robeson. Okay. He was subject to racism. Of course, he's a black man. I don't know. Okay. Once on a trip to Cleveland. Yeah. Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah. He was born in Ohio. Once on a trip to Cleveland, he found that the only way he could secure lodgings was to pose as a slave traveling with his manager. With his master, I mean. Once on a trip to Cleveland, he found that the only way he could secure lodging was to pose as a slave traveling with his master. Wow. Because of that, he refused to go to Oberlin College. He moved to Philly. Then he went to Tennessee after the Civil War, where he gained a reputation as a basso and music teacher. He became known as a champion of the people because he worked with Frederick Douglass in the dismal days of Jim Crow in the 1800s. He fiercely spoke up from even southern states against the segregation the Jubilee singers continued to encounter. He formed a company of his own, which he circumnavigated the world, performing in India and China, Hong Kong, Japan, and throughout Australia. In 19, he was stricken with a complete nervous breakdown. Anyhow, this is Sir Mr. Frederick J. Luden, 1840 to 1904. He was a singer, but his most impressive invention was the key ring, the keychain. Now you know that from now on, when you be looking for your keys and it's on the keychain, you know it was thanks to a blacks man, as always. It's not very much on him, other than, you know, him being this. Wait a minute. He had a shoe factory. He owned a shoe factory, right? On November 17, 1892, the F.J. Luden Boot and Shoe Manufacturing Company in Ravenna, Ohio. He had 70 men. It was integrated. And he put out 300 shoes a day. The staff and the shareholders were integrated, but in the end, none of this was able to keep the company. Within 1 year of opening, the company was bankrupt and had to close up shop. Yeah, of course, because that's what they do. They see what you're doing, then they make sure to cut off your supply so that you can't keep doing what you was doing as you doing what you was doing. But anyhow, once again, Frederick J. Luden created the keychain. He had a shoe shop business and everything like that. But of course, like I said, this was in the 1800s. So in the 1800s, they would cut off your supplies to you so that you can't keep what you got going on, keep it going on. So as always, I want to say Asante Sana. Thank you very much. Moja Kupana, one love. Baraka, blessings. Amani Kutoko, you. Peace. From above.